Hey, it's Benji Cole, son of Al Cole from CBS Radio and host of People of Distinction. The talk that gives an in-depth view of some of the most dynamic, intelligent, and successful people on the planet. Run to our website, peopleofdistinction.org, for more info, or you can always email me directly at benji@alcoleenterprises.com. And on the line with us today, we have Eleonora Hart. We're going to be discussing her amazing book, The Code of I Am. It's available for purchase through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, pretty much all online book resellers. But people go directly to her Facebook page to gather everything that she has in store. The moment you head on over to Facebook.com, simply type in The Code of I Am, and you're going to be headed directly to that page. So one more time, that's The Code of I Am through Facebook.com. And before we go any further, I want to take this opportunity and point out that Eleonora was brought to our network, People of Distinction, today by one of the best advertising firms in the business. And you already know I'm talking about Author Flex Media. So listen to me. If you are a writer out there, you have been through your process. You've worked tirelessly, it seems, on creating your masterpiece. And now you find yourself at what appears to be a dead end because, well, now you need help moving the book you just finished creating. Well, I'm going to give you some fantastic advice. Do yourself a favor and head on over to authorflexmedia.com today. They're one of the best in the business to do it, and this is exactly what they specialize in. So head on over to that website, contact their specialists, and have them take your creative endeavors to the next level. One more time, that's authorflexmedia.com. And listen, it is an absolute pleasure to have Eleonora here on the line. Now, the moment you start to do research on her book, The Code of I Am, you're going to have an idea of what to expect. But I promise you, an idea is all you're going to have, because this book is layered. There is so much happening here. And only a small percentage of it we're going to cover during today's interview, okay? We're going to capture the essence. We're going to get down to some nitty-gritty and some of the interesting points of it. But by the time we've concluded, you're going to run to Amazon and Barnes & Noble and purchase your copies, because you're going to understand how valuable of a book this truly is. Now, it's a self-help / educational memoir. A lot happening just within that saying, right? Self-help, educational. So you know you're going to be able to take a lot of the words found here and manipulate it to fit your circumstances and better yourself. But it's also a memoir. So these things are tried and true. They're being taken directly from Eleonora's life. She's going to be able to articulate everything much better than I ever could. Truly, people, she's the expert. It's her book. She's written it. It's her life. She's lived it. And she's going to be able to articulate all of it much better than I ever could. It's all about learning to go back and discover your authentic self. And can we just take a moment and dissect that line? I mean, how often do we find ourselves on that hamster wheel of life, running from one thing to the next, whether you are an adult, whether you're a teenager, a parent? I mean, listen, we understand that life is filled with so much, and it gets very easy to lose ourselves in all of it. And you just wake up one day and you look back and you don't really understand how you got there or how you became who you became. Well, this book is going to help you hone all of that in. It's going to help you silence a lot of the noise going on around you and get back to square one. I'm telling you, this is something we all need on our shelves, myself included, because I'll be the first to admit it. Life has a lot that we're juggling, right? And there is so much happening. This is something I already can relate and resonate with. I know you all do as well. So sit back and strap in. Eleonora, first and foremost, welcome to People of Distinction, and thank you very much for being a guest with us today. How are you?
I am very, very good. It's been a magical day being here with you. I thank you for this opportunity. Thank you, Benji.
Of course. Absolutely. Listen, the pleasure is all ours. Eleonora, I think what you're doing here is special. and needed for so many reasons, a lot of which I mentioned in my opening. But I'm telling you, you are truly the absolute embodiment of a person of distinction and fulfill everything that our network stands for. So it is an absolute delight, Eleonora, okay? We're looking forward to this. Thank you again for being a guest with us. And let's begin. Start by telling our listening audience a little bit more about your background, please.
Well, thank you. That's a great question. Yes, my background, I came from the Philippines and moved to Africa when I was 10 years old with my whole family. So I live in Africa for 12 years and grew up there, went through tough times, and moved to Canada. I met my ex-husband there in Africa and got married there too, and moved here in Canada for, yeah, have family. We have 4 kids together. And yeah, so my background is also I studied in psychology and quantum consciousness, and studying about reading patterns of energy wise as well, and quantum healing, and started my book on writing about questioning who I am, and as a mother, as a wife, as a child, you know, and that's how it started.
Mm-hmm. Listen, Eleonora, that's a loaded concept in and of itself. I mean, as you were talking, it made me think back to my college days and taking Psych 101, right? And just being engulfed and immersed in so much of what happens. And again, for me, that was really the, because my background, of course, is in filmmaking. So I went in a different direction. But I remember reading the books, and I remember taking that class and understanding, or not understanding, rather, being interested by the depth of human psychology and what makes us tick and why we do certain things. So I love it. This is absolutely an amazing concept here. Let's jump right in. The Code of I Am. Talk to us about what you discovered.
Well, I like the question you just said, what makes us tick? Because that's actually that started it, like what makes me tick. And I was so upset with the pain after pain of suffering, rock bottom after rock bottom. Mm-hmm. I lost my son through suicide, 6 years ago and stuff like that. And then in Africa, we went through tough times there too. And my parents were financially starving, how to do this and to do that. And I just questioned God. And I was going through suicidal through in my teenage life. Like, I want to rescue my parents, you know, how to help them financially. And, you know, and that's when spiritual encounterment, I encountered my angel. I almost gave up on myself as well. And that's when I met my angel and revealed to me the code of the I Am. And that's to go back and remind who you are, what your soul contract signed up here for. And that changed everything for me when I was 18. But to go back to when I was 3 years old, I already opened up that gift, which I didn't know when I was only 3, that I could actually see patterns of energies and the whispers of the voice of the truth of angels just whispering to me, just watch the pattern of this world. And that time at 3 years old, I didn't know anything about that. You can read that in my book and explain that. It's really interesting, like a 3-year-old, you know, hearing things, but I kept it quiet till I wrote the book, and I was just tired of being tired of keeping it to myself. So I decided to write a book about it and slowly revealing, like, who am I as a child? Who am I as a woman? Who am I as a young adult, children, right? Because we ask those tough questions, but nobody wants to ask those questions. Yeah. It's really, really tough because nobody knows the answer. The only answer is to go through contrast in life, but we are afraid of contrast because of there's a responsibility comes with that knowledge. And we stop by just understanding their knowledge. We don't want to experience it. But I took time to risk to experience it. I just said yes to the universe, yes to the yes. Let me experience it, even though if it comes to loss, grief, and all that. But what I gain is how to turn my loss into love, grief into grace, my greed into gratitude. And my trauma, during my trauma period of time from childhood to adulthood, I decided to learn with my angels how to turn that into a transformational journey, you know. So there's a lot, like, communication skills in the reading the patterns of communication here with the psychology of belief of human understanding. And we have to go beyond human understanding, too. And there's a pattern and law of universe as well to mix in the mix. And then that's when I start meditating to the angels and ask them, will you please, please reveal to me without losing myself in all these categories of belief, like religion and politics and whatever's going on in this world. I mean, look around us, just observe them. There are patterns. And that's when I realized what my gifts are. It's reading patterns of energies of the psychology of human understanding and the spiritual, and mix that with spirituality, understanding law of the universe, and without losing yourself, but actually finding your authenticity in who you are, because the I am is the most powerful essence in this world, which is your authentic, your vortex. And once you're in vortex, you know your worth, you know what you want, you eliminate anything that is fake, that is holding you back, and you just courageously be in your authentic self.
People, I'm telling you, listen, we've just scratched the surface and I'm already hooked. You know, Eleanor, next question that I want to get into here, you're talking about recognizing patterns and specifically recognizing patterns of the universe. Now, when you say that, it reminds me of a lot of contrasts, a lot of stark contrasts to spiritual notions, right? A lot of people that I know, and I've always considered myself to be a very spiritual person as well, but a lot of spiritual people that I know around me put a lot of their faith into the universe and recognize the power in the universe itself. So I want to hear it from you. Go into a little bit more of an elaboration when you talk about recognizing patterns of the universe. How does one recognize them?
Well, there's different many ways to recognize them. Is whether you are, one is the question that you just said, what makes you tick? If you're open to that, without, even if you're so afraid, you know, just do it. Open to the answers and just learn on the fly. Because if you're so worried about what if, it will spiral you down to the more negative. But don't be afraid of the contrast. It's part of life. Death is part of life. Darkness is part of life. And just by seeing those contrasts in this world, the patterns of the contrast of this world is also revealing to you the light and peace and the spirituality laws of nature in this world. Because once you're in the contrast, you be careful not to lose yourself in the contrast, the darkness, the grieving part of this world. And to recognize that, it's just asking yourself powerful questions, because powerful questions will give you powerful answers. And if your heart is open to that, it's all about just opening yourself to the patterns, and it will reveal to you, because the universe doesn't give you what you want. It gives you what you deserve. Doesn't matter what you believe, whether you're Christian or not, Buddhism or atheist. It doesn't matter, because you are, by law of nature and spirituality, your soul contract is signed up for whatever you signed up for. And I realized what I signed up for is reading patterns. And I had an outer body experience that showed me my past, present, and future that changed everything. And I'm committed to this. I'm convicted to this. And reading patterns is really the most powerful thing. It's because once you read patterns, what you focus on, what the meaning you attach to it, and what are the inspired actions that you applied later with the meaning you attach to it. Because the more meaning you attach to it, what you focus on, that's where it starts. It's the meaning you attach to the pattern of this world. It will become your reality, and that's the pattern.
I love it.
The meaning attached to it.
The mind is so powerful. I mean, the mind is incredible on what it can do if you learn how to use it in the most effective ways. This is fantastic stuff. Eleonora, what would you say was a highlight for you throughout this entire process? In writing the book, what was a highlight for you, or if not a highlight, something that surprised you that you weren't anticipating before you began?
That's a great question. I love that question you have. The highlight for me is being in the grace, the ocean of grace. It doesn't matter if you're in the contrast of life. It doesn't matter in your abundance of life. You just don't lose yourself anymore. That was my highlight. It's not losing myself anymore. I'm fine. Even if the world is in chaos, I'm going to be fine. Just deciding myself that I'm going to be fine. Everything is working out for me. That's my highlight. It's finding my I am is my highlight in this whole scenario of what I went through, the loss of my loved ones. I lost two people in my life, my dad, my son, and my late partner. And I just, the more I found layers of truth, of consciousness of me, there's no ending. It's up to us to end it, you know, but we need to continue learning to get more highlights, not just about highlight, it's who we become.
Listen, people, I have so much that I can sit here and I can ask Eleonora. I mean, as I've mentioned to you before, I'm at the edge of my seat, okay? I'm hanging on intently to every single word. I know so many of you out there are as well. But here's the thing. I have to remind myself, Benji, this is not about you, okay? So I'm gonna start to hone it in and close out here. But this is not all. As amazing as this book is, there is another one on the horizon. Now, it's still in creation. It's not available for purchase just yet. And also, the next book is a sequel to The Code of I Am, to a certain degree as a sequel. And it's also a fictional narrative. So The Code of I Am that we just finished discussing is a self-help memoir. Okay, it's meant for educational purposes. The second book is a fictional narrative. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of educational concepts to it that are discussed as well. But because it has that fictional additive to it, it's going to be there for entertainment also. I'm telling you, people, this book is the precipice for so much. It is the foundation for so much in your life. You have to head on over to Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Check out her Facebook page by searching The Code of I Am. This is something you're going to want to add to your shelf, and I'm going to take it a step further. This is a book you're going to want to get as a gift to add to someone else's shelf, because it truly is magnificent. It truly is a wonderful journey that you're going to want to take, and you're going to want to get everybody in your circle to take with you as well, because the amount of discoveries that you're going to have is truly magical. And at the end of the day, you have Eleonora Hart to thank for all of it. Because it really is such a wonderful gift. Eleonora, this has been an honor, okay? Such a pleasure and a wonderful delight. Thank you once again for being a guest on People of Distinction.
Oh, thank you very much. This is my honor, it's mine, and I really appreciate it for having me here.